already.
Yep.
We'll call the meeting to order, and this will be our, it is the 27th, thank you, of March, and our election canvas, and we'll turn it over to Jamie Chu to kick us off.
Morning, commissioners. So we are canvassing the presidential preference primary, say that fast a few times, from March 19th, with a whopping 6,000 voters. And so this should go pretty quickly. We don't have any write-ins or anything like that. In front of you, you have the precinct canvas. We'll start out with that. Precinct 1, 59 ballots, 5 provisionals, 59 signatures. 2, 3, and 7, 135 ballots with 3 provisionals, 135 signatures. 4, 5, and 42, 144 ballots, 5 provisionals, 144 signatures. Precinct 11, 42 ballots with 0 provisionals, 42 signatures. 12, 23, and 24, 165 ballots, 164 e-poll book and 1 paper poll book, so 165 signatures. 6 and 13, 156 ballots, 3 provisionals, 156 signatures. 14 and 17, 163 ballots with 4 provisionals, 163 signatures. 10 and 15, 8 and 2 provisionals for 88 signatures. 9 and 21, 63 ballots, 1 provisional, 63 e-poll book signatures. And we did have 1 provisional voter who placed their ballot in the scanner. It would have counted. We'll be short of provisional there. 60 and 46. 129 ballots for the scanner with 129 signatures and 3 provisionals. 18 and 48, 178 ballots, 5 provisionals, 178 signatures. Precinct 19, 103 ballots for the scanner, 4 provisionals, 102 signatures. They also had a provisional voter who placed their ballot in the scanner. It would have counted. 20 and 71, 183 ballots with 2 provisionals, 183 signatures. 22 and 76, 101 ballots, 3 provisionals, 101 signatures. 25 and 26, 53 ballots, 12 provisionals, 53 signatures. I always inform you of stuff as we go ahead. I don't know if you've seen Central United Methodist is closing. They will be the last that they will be having services there. We have not heard that anyone is going into their building, so we'll see what happens by May, but we may have to move the polling place there. I assume someone will go there. It's a pretty prominent location on Mass Street, so. 32 and 30, 50 ballots through the scanner with 5 provisionals. 29, 57 ballots for the scanner with 10 provisionals. Precinct 31, 68 ballots for the scanner with 67 provisionals. This would be a board worker error. The ballot went through and it kind of stuck in the back, and what they're supposed to do is just pull it through. They are not supposed to then pull it out and run it again, is what they did. So they ran that ballot twice. So. We trained them not to do that, but it's been a minute since we've run elections, so we'll revisit with that board. 27 and 28, 90 ballots for the scanner with 1 provisional. 33, 78 ballots with 1 provisional. They actually used their paper poll book that day, so you have 1 e-poll book signature, 77 paper poll book signatures, which equals 78 signatures.
Did something not work with the e-poll book?
They chose to go with the paper poll book. Okay. We added a precinct there, and they kind of got confused by it, and so they chose to go with the paper poll book, and we just let them do that. So, precinct 34, 62 ballots for the scanner, 1 provisional. 35, 64, and four provisionals. 36, 37, 38, 77, 173 ballots and two provisionals. So this is a new location, Cornerstone Church, which is out off O'Connell Road. Like if you turn to go to the jail, they just built out there. With the growth in that neighborhood, I've been looking for a new location out there. So we tried that out. It worked out pretty good. It's smaller. I think with a lot of growth, I don't know if it'll be able to handle it. But for now, it's given those neighbors a place to go that's not all the way into the fairgrounds. So they had 44 and one provisional. Precinct 39, 62 ballots for the scanner with four provisionals. 8 and 40, 80 ballots with two provisionals. 41, 120 ballots and zero provisionals. 43, 102 ballots with zero provisionals. 44 and 64, 97 ballots with four provisionals. 45 and 49, 294 ballots with four provisionals. They were our winner for the day on turnout.
Jamie, on the one right above that, you said four provisionals. You meant zero.
Zero, yeah, I saw the four below. Okay. It's still early in the morning.
Yes, I understand.
47 and one. 50 and 54, 113 ballots with zero provisionals. 51, 74 ballots with zero provisionals. 52, 38 ballots and three provisionals. 53, 91 ballots with one provisional. 55, 24 ballots with one provisional. 56, 82 ballots with one provisional. 57 and 58, 111 ballots with zero provisionals. 59, 36 and zero. 60 and 62, 147 and 1. 61, 83 and 1. 63, 59 and 0. 66 and 69, 109 and 2. 67, 58 and 0. 74, 128. Two provisionals with 129 signatures. We have one voter that refused to put their ballot in the machine and insisted on a hand count. So the ballot was brought back and we hand counted it for that. With a total of 4,403 on election day with 105 provisionals and of course the one hand count. Actually the day picked up. In the morning I thought we'd be lucky if we'd hit 2,000 voters, but in the afternoon it got a little better. So. Any questions on those? In the morning, I thought this is going to be a really long day for the poll, but it got a little better.
Thank you.
Okay, for advance, we had 627 people come in person. Six of those were provisional, so we had 621 that were reported on election night. For mail, we had 1,455 requested. And what I like to point out is, so we have a thing called permanent advance, which is if you, for a medical reason, you automatically get a ballot. 1,200 of those are permanent advance. They automatically get a ballot. So we only had about 200 and some that actually asked for a ballot for this election. 946 were returned, which is actually a pretty good return rate when I look at the rest of the state. We were in line with that. 25 of them were returned to us as undeliverable, which is actually a good rate too. We've been working on that list. And we had one provisional. So that's 920 that on election night we added. And so for advance, we have 1,541 that were added.
Jamie, what do you do with the undeliverable ones? Do you go back and check those addresses or automatically
remove
them?
Yeah, so we get them back. They're part of what's considered a mailing because they're non-forwardable. So we can then enter into the NVRA process and find out. Sometimes it's where that we contact them. Sometimes it's where maybe we have the apartment wrong and so we can fix it. But especially for permanent advance, maybe they've moved or are deceased, and so we're following up on that.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. So you go through each one of those?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, we process those. And then this election had all kinds of different rules, and one of the rules was we had to have received the ballot by election day, so there wasn't the 3-day grace period like you see in all other elections. And I just, for your information, we received 16 after 3/19. And that's actually pretty good. We are seeing, I'm sure you have read across the country, that mail service is continuing to slow down, especially through Kansas City. And so we're going to do some education as we look forward to this fall. Because what was the average across town? Was 8 days?
Yeah.
7 or 8 days. So, because we track ballots, so we can tell days of service, and it was 7 to 8 days from Lawrence to Lawrence. So, looking ahead to this fall, we're going to probably add some stuff to our, when we send out mail ballots, to say, you've got mail back there, you cannot do it the day before. Okay, provisionals. We have 112 provisionals. We are recommending 29 of those count because they are change of address. 3 of them to count because they're change of name. 5 were poll worker or clerical error. Those were, so you had to declare, you know, unaffiliateds could declare a party without it being provisional. Early in the morning, some poll workers were confused and had them do it provisional, and we corrected that by that morning. So that's what those were. 6 of those were advanced ballots that they have not returned. One person brought in their ID to clear up that ballot. And then 46 were wrong precinct full count. Because this ballot was the same across the county, we did not attempt to get them to the right precinct. We just voted them there. So we have 90 that we recommend to count. Of the no counts, 1 is not registered in Douglas County. 8 did not provide ID or had an expired ID. 7 were registered in another Kansas county, but that does not qualify. 4 were of a different party affiliation and insisted on casting a ballot for another party. That doesn't count, but we just go ahead and let them do that. 1 is a person that, according to our records, had been canceled because of felony conviction. And 1 was no advance signature. So that's 22 we would recommend not to count. Any questions on the provisionals? You need a motion to accept the provisionals.
Motion to accept the provisional ballot. Okay.
Second.
All in favor?
Aye.
And all 3 of these I need to initial on. And then as we move forward, you may have heard me say Baldwin School District has called a special election in May, May 14th, for bond elections. So we will have a canvass. A few days after that, we'll figure out a date.
And then, what's the date for the election?
The date is May 14th. We're going to be sending out a notice to the voters just because I'm a little concerned that maybe they may not know that it's happening. So we're going to do that. And then, of course, we have the August election and then the November election. So we're in constant election mode. One interesting thing about this election, just so you'll see it show up on your agenda, so we're getting reimbursed by the state for this. The legislature wrote in that usually for reimbursements from the state, I just turn in the receipts and I get it. You have to actually sign off on my receipts. I don't know why. This election has been so interesting. So here in a few weeks on your agenda will be the reimbursement for the state with all the receipts, and you'll actually have to sign a form that you authorize that I'm not, you know, paying for hot tubs or something. This has been an interesting election because they threw in all kinds of different rules. That's kind of what it looks like going forward. Any questions?
First question about that. Is that tracking with other states in the primaries? Like, are you seeing trends of, or amongst your colleagues, of these same kind of rules applied around special rules that?
No, most. So this is the first primary we've had since 1992.
Right. I didn't know. I guess I don't know if there are other states that have had a sort of change
some
in process.
Some do because it's a party process, so the parties kind of set the rules. But usually they try to get it in line with the election rules. I don't know if it's the legislature was trying out some ideas like returning, you know, the 3-day grace period is a huge discussion mm-hmm. in the Capitol right now. Yeah. So I could see why they tried that to see how that worked. Having registration close 30 days prior instead of 21, we don't really know where that came from. But like I said, this preference primary passed in the middle of the night, literally. So there wasn't a lot of discussion about it. So I don't know if it was trying out some stuff that then maybe they may try to change later, but there may have also not been logic in it.
Yep. Other question is, what's the most elections you've had in a year? It feels like this one might be giving.
This would probably be
the special election.
Yeah, I think this would probably be it. I think four. I think usually we have three.
Seems like the max.
So we've been very cognizant of that, especially with the polling places. I mean, it's a lot to ask of the polling places and the poll workers and stuff, especially going into the presidential, which already is kind of a stress on resources. Mm-hmm. So. The good news, I always try to look at the positive. We have new staff. Gabe and Sarah are brand new. Sarah's the new poll worker coordinator, and Gabe is elections clerk. So this gave them an election to kind of get their feet wet before we go into the presidential. So, you know, there's good parts behind it. And I think it gave we tried out a bunch of new supervising judges. So it gave them a chance to, you know, get some experience.
Good. I guess we'll see you again in May.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, and like I said, we're going to send something out, try to work on turnout. I think turnout ends up at about 7% for this, which is, we may have just passed the 2013 Blizzard election, but not by much. Mm-hmm. It was a really low turnout. So.
Yeah. Anybody have any other questions for Jamie?
Nope.
All right, thank you for your work and for your team working on this and adding it into what's going to be a very busy year.
Yes. And then you need to adjourn. You could go ahead and adjourn. There won't be anything that would call back on that. So, yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. We'll approve and adjourn.
Approve the results of the election and adjourn.
You need a motion and
we did
vote.
Okay.
Yeah. Oh yeah, we only adopted the provisionals.
Yeah,
so I'm
right.
Sorry.
Yeah.
Okay. I will take a motion.
Commissioner Reed, I move to approve the results of the election.
Okay. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Thank you.
All right. Thank you.
Can you tell we're using